Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode. My goal for today is to provide you with food for thought to look at an even deeper level at your healing and transformation. And so that's what we're going to talk about is three core issues that stop people from getting rapid results. And by the way, on that note, I do have to say that so many people messaged in about Peter. I mean, what a sweetheart. And he just did amazing with his energy on the last episode. I mean, just working on it, shifting it. And he was so just precious and genuine and beautiful. I love that. Just such a sweet guy. And also, in the last episode, we talked about several factors with healing with the mind, you know, that it's even been around for over 3,000 years. I mean, it's in the Bible. It's also in metaphysics. And, you know, it's been around for a long time. And I know some people have felt like it's a new age wave, like a new age thing about healing yourself. And really, you'll want to make sure to continue to expand your mind and look at the awareness that it has been around for thousands of years. And I think that part of the reason they see it new age is because of metaphysics, but even metaphysics goes back to Aristotle, you know, and there's history, or even if you look at Florence Scovel Shinn, I mean, she was helpful in starting a movement, you know, back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. She was really helpful, and some of you guys may know of Florence because she was the woman who introduced Louise Hay into metaphysics, and so there's that whole connection. Or even if we look more recently into the 1970s, that's when science was actually able to prove that stress and emotions, all of that, affect the physical body. And so, you know, that's of course a lot more recent. But again, we talked about the awareness that healing with the mind has been around for thousands of years, literally, you know, and just everybody's kind of putting a different spin on it, whether it's metaphysics or quantum physics or prayer healing or the Bible or science and allopathic medicine. And, you know, just it's all got a different spin, but that we want to focus on results. And so that's what I want to break down even more, because as I mentioned in the last episode, integrity is really key. And if I just say healing is really, really easy and it should take minutes to do it like Peter did, and I leave it at that, it actually puts me out of integrity, because that would be very misleading. And so that's the reason we're going to break down some of the complexities in today's episode. And by the way, part of the reason that healing can feel so confusing and tricky is because there's always a lot of things going on at a deeper level that people aren't necessarily aware of. And so it makes things very confusing. And even when you think about the placebo, you know, I've seen people, when I just kind of check into their energy as they're going through a research study with the placebo, and a lot of times people will have the placebo effect for different reasons. And some of it is very counterintuitive. I mean, for example, I've seen people who've gotten the placebo and their issue went away or changed because of the placebo. And ultimately what happened is they went through the study and they felt very excited about getting the results for a new treatment, or so they thought. Then they found out that it was the placebo. And if you look at their ultimate outcome, how did they feel at the end? they felt like their ailment was invalidated, that it never really was true, or it was all in their head. And that was actually the person's pattern, was that they had some health issues going on for a long period of time that everybody kept invalidating. And so the fact that the placebo actually worked was part of their emotional pattern of invalidating their health issues. And so when you stop and think about it for a moment, how counterintuitive is that? And it makes it really hard to even monitor why a person's getting results. Or another common thing that I've seen is maybe you've heard of somebody with neck pain or back pain before or something like that, right? And they feel like it's their pillow or it's their bed or, you know, whatnot. And so they switch out the mattress or they shift out the pillow, and maybe the person hasn't been sleeping very well. And so they're more irritable during the day. And so as they're going around, they're having more negative energy that's coming up, more negative emotions throughout the day because they're lacking sleep. Then they'll change out the mattress or the pillow or whatever it is, and they sleep so much better. Well, when they sleep better and more sound, they're, of course, less irritable and cranky, right? And then because they're less irritable and cranky, they've created an emotional shift that then releases their pain without having to go through the process of creating an emotional shift, you know, because it just happened organically. So that's another example. And then people will think, oh, it was the pillow was hurting my neck, or the mattress that was hurting my back, or whatever it is. Now, the nice thing is at least the pain goes away, which is awesome. The only problem then becomes is for many people who have emotional patterns that come and go, a person can start to feel cranky in the same type of way from something else. You know, maybe they're stressed about the job or stressed in another area of life. And so they start to feel that emotional pattern come back. And then they go to change the pillow again and it doesn't work, or change the mattress again and it doesn't work. And it's because they didn't realize that the ultimate real shift wasn't exactly the pillow or the mattress, but it was actually the emotional shift that they had that created that change. And so, as you can see, there are always so many different things going on at a deeper level of the mind than people are conscious of. And that makes it harder to really always pinpoint what is really going on. And that's what we're going to unpack even more today, is that depth underneath of things that you want to look for. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is the top three things that stop people from really getting results. And by the way, if this is all sounding a bit complex, don't worry. I am going to break it down and make it as simple as possible as we go through these three steps. And though I also do want to be clear, you know, in the last episode I mentioned that it's important to stay in integrity. And it would be very misleading for me to just say results are super easy, that this has been around for 3,000 years and you can get results in minutes like Peter did. And so there are complexities, and that's part of what makes it hard and tricky. And so that's what we're going to talk about, is just the top three things that stops people. And the first one is the most obvious one. It's first and foremost, people don't even know that it works, that you can really get results really fast. I mean, I didn't know that. And even when I went through my injury, you know, I was figuring things out. I was building tools and techniques off of neuroscience to be able to work with my mind. And also a lot of the stuff that I figured out was partly based off of, you know, quantum physics and Einstein's work and a lot of different things with the nervous system and, I mean, all kinds of things, biochemistry. I mean, I was literally looking at everything. And when I put the whole picture together, I thought, you know, based on everything I figured out and all of the research that had been done on the mind, I felt like we should be able to get results really quickly. And of course, obviously, it's something I'd never seen done before, but I started working on trying it and it worked. And that was amazing. And then I was like, how am I even going to convince people that this actually works? And in 2015, that was the first year that I was able to do it under thermal medical equipment so people could actually see it. And so it was something that I could show and demonstrate. And likely, if you're here, then you've probably seen it under the thermography, and maybe not, because I know we are getting tons of new listeners every day, which is awesome. And I love that more and more people are opening up their awareness to a new way of being. So I love that. And by the way, all of you guys who have been sharing episodes, I just want to take a moment and say you are so amazing, and thank you for just your energy and having a beautiful heart and sharing this information and wanting others to be aware of how amazing we all are. So just thank you. You're amazing. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. So just wanted to make sure to say that. All right, moving on to number two. The second thing that stops people is that they're not working with the mind right. And so what you want to do is you'll want to make sure that you're being very conscious of what programming goes in your mind. And we touched on this with the meditation IQ episode, but even deeper, you'll want to look at what you're really putting in and how it feels and how it's landing in your energy. Just for example, all of the time I'll see people who are working on healing themselves, and so they're just kind of programming in random things into their mind. Like they've heard this piece here and that piece there. And so they grab just a bunch of random pieces and they're working on it, trying to bring those pieces in. And unfortunately, it backfires, but they don't realize it. And a more specific example would be something like gratitude, for instance, is that all the time people are saying, you know, I'm just going to be grateful for my healing. And they're just working on bringing in those feelings of gratitude or even grateful for their abundance. And so they're working on bringing in those feelings more and more, and they have a mantra around it and all these things. Now, what can happen and what I've seen happen frequently is at a deeper level, the person will feel like they don't really deserve a great life, even if it's not true, obviously. Or they feel like guilty. So they'll have patterns of guilt running in their nervous system. And so they don't feel like they deserve or they're a bad person or whatnot. And then what they're simultaneously doing is walking around bringing in gratitude for this great life that they don't feel like they deserve. And unfortunately, what I've seen happen is that people will then end up attracting negative things into their life because they're now feeling like they have a great life and now they don't deserve it. And so they attract negative things in. And so you'll want to make sure that whatever you are programming in to your mind, it's the right time, in the right order, and the right feeling is landing. Because there is a right place for gratitude, and there's also a not so right place for gratitude that doesn't work well. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you don't want to feel gratitude. Of course, you want to feel so much gratitude and you want to feel tons of gratitude. I mean, 0 to 10, like a 500, you know? You want to feel grateful for your amazing life. You want to feel grateful for the people around you. You want to feel grateful for who you are and the way life is. I mean, you want to feel gratitude. That is the answer. So you do want that. And so, you know, some people might hear this and they might be thinking, oh, well, I need to be really careful about bringing in gratitude. But that's not the answer. The answer is that you'll want to not just put in random things, but you'll want to make sure that you're addressing what's really going on. And if you're experiencing negative patterns where you have patterns of guilt or feeling unworthy or not good enough or undeserving or like a bad person or any of those, instead of feeling like it's true, you'll want to make sure to shift those patterns so that you're really bringing in that feeling of gratitude and feeling deserving and feeling worthy. That's the key, is really shifting those patterns at the core. So just to reiterate, I'm not saying be afraid of bringing in gratitude. Instead, I'm saying be very conscious and very aware, because all the time people just throw in a mixed bag of, okay, well, I'll throw in some of this and some of that, and they're not really creating the shifts. And that's part of the reason that they're not really getting the results, is, you know, they're not really creating the shifts, or they're just putting in random things. So that is key. And By the way, if you've ever heard me speak and I've shared, you know, you want to bring in gratitude, typically what I'll also have somebody do is simultaneously bring in a feeling of confidence along with it. So at least they're bringing in some feelings of feeling good about themselves. Now, it's not the perfect fix. And anytime I've ever done that, for example, like my TEDx talk, you know, I was trying to bring in simple things because that was part of the outline, is bring in simple things that people can do. So I did, of course, bring in gratitude, but I was very calculated to have people then also bring in the feeling of confidence right afterwards, to at least start bringing in that feeling of starting to feel good about self. And even that wasn't perfect, but at least it was the closest that I could get to it, because with the outline and the requirement for my TEDx talk, I had to give a few simple things that people could start doing. And so I was very calculated in that. And by the way, when you stop and think about it for a moment, where I ask people to bring in gratitude and then I make sure to have them bring in confidence afterwards, and even that simple thing gives you an idea about how much order matters and how much everything when I work with each person is very, very calculated. And so point being is that you'll want to make sure that whatever you're programming in your mind, you'll want to make sure that it feels like the right time and space for what it is that you're programming in, and it feels expansive for you. That is key. All right, so that's number two, and moving on to the number one thing that stops people from getting rapid results is that they don't identify the specific emotion, and they also don't identify the specific core of the emotion. And so there's multiple pieces to this, so let me break it down. You know, the first part of it is that, you know, if you've seen me work with people on releasing pain or creating a shift, what I always do is, of course, I identify that specific thing that needs to be changed. Okay, so that's the first part of it. Now, the second part is identifying the specific core of it, what's really going on. And that's part of the reason that I make it all look very easy. And let me break this down using a simple example. There is a man that I work with who is very well known, and we'll say that he could be in politics or sports or film or music or an influencer or whatever you want to call it. Maybe it's basketball, football. We're just going to keep his identity out of it. But if we look at his pattern, he was experiencing an extreme pattern of feeling very arrogant and angry towards people. Now, he was experiencing this pattern over and over and over again, and it was something that came out all of the time. And after it came out, you know, he would feel badly on the inside, but it was something that was constantly triggered around him. And of course, people started seeing him as being very arrogant and rude, and he was just sabotaging a lot of his relationships and his career and money. I mean, just a lot of things were just really becoming a problem in his life. Now, of course, in his mindset, he felt like everybody was messing with him, or, you know, there was just a lot of anger. And also on some levels, he knew that he was creating some problems. I mean, there was multiple things going on. Now, when I looked at what was really going on underneath, there was a part of him that was afraid of being even more and more famous. And he had a lot of fear around it. And so technically what was happening is it was all a big sabotage pattern. But he didn't know it. And so for years he had been working on this pattern of arrogance, and more so this feeling of feeling like he was possessed by anger, you know, and that would just come out of him. And ultimately, it was a sabotage pattern where his nervous system was in extreme fear at a much deeper level. And when you stop and think about it for a moment, when somebody is overcome with fear about something and it's triggering at a subconscious level, it doesn't always show up like you would think it would show up. And so, point being is that he had been working on that for years, meanwhile sabotaging his life. And then I began working with him, and we shifted this, and it shifted not only his health, but his life. I mean, there were so many things. And so there were a lot of things that were going on at a deeper level that weren't so obvious. And that's ultimately what you want to make sure to identify, is that core issue. Now, if I break this out to a bigger picture, if you think about it, a lot of people are working on what they think is the issue. You know, using this same example, if this guy is experiencing anger and arrogance, and I say to him, hey, do you want to go ahead and hold on to that, or do you want to let it go? Do you want to hold on to that, or do you want to let it go? You know how if I'm working with people, I might push a little bit and say, go ahead and hold on to that. Let me know how that goes for you, right? And I'll kind of push and play. Now, if I did that, technically, there's a chance that the problem would actually ultimately increase because I'm not addressing the core issue. I'm only addressing that top layer, like the result emotion, not the core emotion. And so instead, if I was going to address the core emotion, I would say, you know, let's address this fear that's going on towards being famous. And that's what I would address. And then I could say to him, are you going to go ahead and hold on to that? Or, you know, do you want to let it go and work through and process that specific emotion and see what is there and why it's there? Because typically, there are going to be layers under that as well. You know, reasons why that one is there. But that is the one that you'll want to process, is not the most obvious one, but the right layer of what is really going on at the deeper level. Because that is key for making the real change. And sometimes I'll see people that'll be taking that top issue and they'll say, you know, they'll be working on, okay, well, can I really let this go or not? And they're not really getting to that core. And so they're not getting the results. And not only that, but it can actually increase the fear or whatever core emotion is at a deeper level. Instead of decreasing it, it'll end up increasing the fear. And so that's what you'll want to know for the number one thing, is that not only to identify the specific emotion, but also to get clear on the core of what is going on under that, which, just like this example, can be completely counterintuitive. And so that is the key. And again, several different pieces to this, but it is to specifically identify the emotion, gain clarity on it, understand the core of it, and have an open mind, because it can be and typically is counterintuitive, and that a lot of times the actual emotion that you might first think is an issue is typically a mirage. It's typically like a reflection of a different thing that is going on, just like in this case where it was really fear going on and sabotage that was occurring that was then resulting in arrogance and anger to then manifest the sabotage, unfortunately. So you can see how it's a linked chain of events. And so again, you'll want to simplify it. And if it sounds a bit complex, the truth of it is of course it is. And that's also why I make getting results easy, is it's not necessarily because I have this gift of being able to check in and see what people are feeling. Of course, that definitely helps, but it really has to do also with understanding how the mind works. You know, the truth is, when you stop and think about it, if you think about Miss Cleo, who was a psychic on TV for many, many years, you might have grown up with Miss Cleo on your TV, which I know I did, where you'd see her on commercials for psychic information. And at the time, I thought it was all, you know, crazy and fake and whatever else. That's what I learned from my family. But either way, point being is that she had gifts with her mind to be able to get information. And yet she died at, I think, something like age 52 or 53, somewhere in there, from cancer, which is obviously, unfortunately, a very early age. And so it's not just about having a gift to be able to see. And a lot of times people think, well, if I just had this gift, then I would be able to see clearly and I would know how to heal myself. That's not accurate. There's plenty of people. I could go on and on about people who unfortunately had some major health issues that ended their life or even just ran for many, many years throughout their lives. And so understanding the mind, understanding your mind and what's at a deeper level is key for getting the results that you want in your health and in your life. All right, so that's food for thought for you to take your healing and your awareness to a deeper level. Now, coming up on these IQ episodes, I have to say some of the questions that are being sent in are just fun. We're going to talk about things like dreams and what those mean in your energy and what insight you can use from them in your life. So that's something that's coming up, and all kinds of fun and interesting topics coming up. All right, from this episode, if you learned something, had an aha moment, learned something to do or something to not do, or had a deeper level of awareness, or even understood your mind at a deeper level, maybe why you haven't been getting the results or why you felt stuck or any of those things, please make sure to share this episode. The more people around us who are healthy and happy and empowered, the better it is for all of us and our energy and our world. And so that said, speaking of wonderful energy, it has been so wonderful connecting with you, and I wish you a most wonderful, fabulous, spiritful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.